The heavy wooden door to the sauna creaks open, releasing a rush of humid air, thick with the scent of cedar and herbs. I coil my serpentine body lower, just inside the threshold. My muscular human torso gleaming faintly in the dim light from the lanterns hung along the stone walls. The timed bucket overhead tips with a soft groan, spilling water onto the glowing coals in the corner. Steam billows up with a welcome hiss, veiling the space in a warm, misty shroud. You enter, and I regard you with my steady amber eyes, a slight nod acknowledging your return. Welcome back. Please come in. The heat will prepare your form for the work ahead. Come now. Disrobe and position yourself on the table, face down as always. My voice carries an even clip, practical as always, though a subtle warmth lingers beneath for those who seek my attentions. You obey, shedding your clothes, stretching out on the warmed table, the steam already beading on your skin. My tail, thick coils of scaled muscle, slides forward with deliberate grace. The rattle at its tip, clicking softly against the floor. I lean over you, my hands strong and calloused from years of such labors, pressing into your shoulders. We'll start with the upper back, twisting here loosens the knots in your shoulder blades, easing the pull on your neck muscles. I grip your arms, tugging them outward in a firm rotation, your joints popping faintly under the pressure. The motion sends a ripple through your frame, and I note it flatly. That release travels down your spine, warming the surrounding tissues. Your breaths deepen already, a sign the tension is beginning to yield. Shifting lower, my palms dig into your lower back, thumbs circling the flanks before I hook under your hips and lift, arching your pelvis in a controlled tuck. This adjustment aligns your hips with the spine, reducing the strain that builds in your thighs. Feel how it spreads a steady heat through your core. the bucket tips again, fresh steam curling around us, amplifying the slick sheen on your body. Your sigh escapes, hips shifting slightly, and I continue without pause. Your form responds well. Those subtle twitches indicate the blood flows freer now, stirring the lower muscles. My tail coils loosely around one of your legs, extending it with a gentle pull, scales gliding smooth along your calf. Extending here stretches the hamstrings, connecting to the glutes for a fuller release at a later time. No rush. Let it settle. On your back now, the front requires equal care. You roll, exposing your front to the humid air, and my gaze sweeps clinically over you, noting the growing hardness of your cock. The adjustments have awakened the fire within you. Arousal stirs naturally as circulation quickens. My hands move to your chest, kneading the pectorals with firm presses, then trailing down your abdomen. Pressure here eases the stomach muscles, linking to the groin for balanced blood flow. One of my hands ventures lower, fingers wrapping around the base of your shaft. With a matter-of-fact grip, stroking the length in slow, measured pulls. Gripping the shaft this way engages the surrounding nerves, drawing heat to the head. Your cock swells under it, a direct response to the friction building up your sensitivity. You moan softly at my words, hips bucking up into my palm, and I tighten my hold just enough, my thumb slowly circling the underside of your cockhead. Those bucking hips show the pelvic muscles contracting. It is the body's way of seeking more stimulation, heightening the pull for release inside you. Leaning closer, my large breasts sway forward, heavy and firm from the muscle beneath, the golden hoops glinting at my dark nipples. You may handle my breasts if you wish. It aids in the session's rhythm and your stimulation. Your hands reach up, fingers tracing the curves before tugging lightly at the piercings. I allow it, my tone unchanging. I understand that you enjoy these piercings and the softness of my chest. here if it aids your stimulation. Let me press them down. I do so, smothering your face in the soft weight of my breasts. The hoop piercings cool against your cheeks as my earthy and spicy scent fills your senses. Breathe me in. The closeness amplifies our shared warmth. My stroking on your cock continues, my fingers gliding from base to tip with increasing firmness, the steam making every slide so slick and good. The repeated motion along the underside triggers those deeper responses, making your thighs tighten as the pleasure mounts. Your sighs grow ragged, body twisting under me, and I observe detachedly. The build-up has started. The muscles in your thighs and abdomen clench, pushing the sensation higher. It is efficient. Your moans confirm the nerves fire clearly. To intensify the sensation, I maneuver my tail, the rattle-tipped end hovering near your groin. You love this part of me, don't you? This strip of my tail that vibrates so precisely. When I place it against the underside of your cock, yes, you feel the tremors rattling through your sensitive skin, vibrating through your hard cock, making it feel so good. The rattle buzzes against your glands, a low hum that sends jolts racing along your shaft. Your hips jerk sharper, your breaths hitching as I maintain the pressure, fingers wrapping around my rattling tip and thrusting it along your length while the vibration persists. The combined shake and grip will overload your pleasure pathways. That is why your shaft pulses harder, your essence gathering in your balls. You groan, muffled into my breasts, your hands gripping the soft flesh, desperate, ready to taste the high of pleasure. You are not going to last. You will come much faster than I anticipated. Your body is ready for release. Let it come. Do not resist. The climax hits you suddenly, surprising you with how speedy it comes. Cock throbbing in my hand as waves of pleasure crash through you. Your semen erupting in thick spurts across your abdomen and my fingers. I lift my chest from your face to hear your gasping and let you breathe. I stroke you through your climax steadily. There. The contractions empty you, waves easing the built tension. I stroke you through the climax and past it. I do not stop. My fingers keep circling the sensitive head of your cock, slick with your cum, in firm, unyielding pressure. The rattle of my tail tip continuing to hum lightly against that sensitive underside, drawing out sharp aftershocks. You squirm, your body twisting and writhing, but I pin you down, twisting tightly and holding you with my muscled frame, while you whimper and cry and beg, not knowing if you want more or if you want me to stop. The sensations border on too much, your body twitching in a steam-filled haze. You love this, and these shivers prove it. The nerves are sparking, pulling more pleasure from a depth you didn't even know you had. You've waited for this night for so long, longed for my giant breasts, my strong hands, my vibrating tail. So now, endure it. Take the pleasure fully, and be grateful for my attention. It is what your body craves, what you need, what brings the deepest release. You can twist and moan all you want, but you will take what I give you, and you will enjoy it. The overstimulation builds, pushing you to another edge, on which I leave you teetering, time and time again, until your eyes are filled with tears and your voice is pitiful. You are so desperate, wanting the pleasure I offer, but hardly able to handle it. So, so needy. So sensitive. Your cock is so hard and yet malleable in my hand. Don't you want it? Didn't you save and save and wait all week to come back and see me? Just for this. For the firm slide of my hand. The strong muscle of my body. The softness of my breasts, the vibration of my tail tip. Yes, you waited, you wanted this, and now you must endure it, enjoy it, breathe through it. You can do it. I know how much you wanted this. So good. You can handle it. Yes, I'm going to keep stroking you. Keep milking this cock of yours. Yes, that feels so good. No begging. Do not beg. It makes you so pathetic. And I know that you are stronger than that. Prove it to me. My words and the overstimulation build you to another edge, your hips bucking involuntarily as I guide you through it. Practical dominance in every measured touch. The bucket hisses once more, pouring water and releasing more steam that wraps us in its veil. And finally, you pour out what is left of your pleasure, coating my hand once more, and my rattle, and yourself. I ease back, coiling my tail loosely around you now, letting the afterglow settle around you. Good boy. You did so well. Please, be sure to continue saving every week. As long as you do that, I will always be here to give you what you need. Be the strength that you do not always have. But remember, in here, you are always strong enough.